This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ben Valsler.
Now, this isn't computer science related, but we have had an email from Paula O.R., who actually asks a question on behalf of her seven-year-old. And she said, why is ice sticky, especially when you touch it with wet hands or with your tongue?
Actually, I've had a nasty experience because I used to work in a lab where we had lots of minus 70 freezers, and we used to develop various gels and things in those minus 70 freezers. And if you weren't careful and didn't put some gloves on, when you went into the freezer and grabbed your developer out, or the rack, then your skin could freeze onto that rack. Ooh. And when you removed your fingers and let go, then it left a lovely fingerprint on the thing. And that quite literally was a fingerprint, because it was the surface layers of skin from your finger. The reason ice is sticky is for that very reason, that the ice itself is so cold. And if you touch it with skin, because your body secretes tiny amounts of liquid, sweat, which is a salty fluid, onto your skin surface, it actually makes your skin a bit stickier, which is why we have it. It's for grip. If you then touch that onto a very cold ice surface, the ice will then refreeze the liquid on your finger. And because that liquid is a fluid and it has got into all of the little nooks and crannies on your finger, it then freezes solid and forms a very tight bond between your finger and the frozen surface, the ice, and you get stuck to the surface. And if it's an ice cube, it's okay, because there's enough heat flowing through your fingers usually to remelt that transient freezing, and you can then detach yourself. But in the case of my minus 70 freezer, or even colder, people out in the Antarctic have to be very careful with this kind of thing. It doesn't warm up, and you can then end up permanently frozen to the surface, or you can do quite bad injury. So that's why ice is sticky. You get literally frozen to the spot.
I shall remember not to lick frozen things in the future.